I think Adam's scathing.
Yeah, he's in tonight.
He is in tonight. Yep. Okay. Can you tell us who comes out?
Harkins comes out.
Is it asking too much to how you're going to work Adam back or where he goes in the lineup?
Just put him back at center with Kopp and Roslick.
What will his return mean for your team as you've sort of welcomed guys back each game here lately?
Yeah, something that they know that they've seen. He's excited to get back, and he changes the way we look, right? He's the size of him, big at both ends of the ice, and some comfort. That line's played together before. They've had strong games together, so they're kind of going out excited now. You know, all the lines have something to be a little bit excited about. The shoreline generated some offense. Matty had a great chance early in the game, and Nick Ehler scores, and Scheif's line's had some success. And Adam comes back in now as one of five penalty killers. You got a little more depth in that department. Our penalty killing's been strong, so I don't have to change a whole lot there. We'll just work him in.
With Jansen being the one who comes out, obviously he's a guy who's gotten an opportunity here and done some really good things with it. So is that a difficult conversation to have to take
him
up?
No, but it's one you're careful with, and you certainly take the time with it. And then the video follow up with it, and it wouldn't be, hey, if you had played better, you'd stayed in. So what's where Jansen's at right now is he's become, for me, an NHL player. He's in that mix. But everybody in that group now does one of two special teams, and that would be the one area that, you know, we're using Appleton, we're using Shores, Kemna, they've been good as killers, and then the rest of the guys are either killing or on the power play. So having each player of your 12 be able to add something more than a 5-on-5 shift is important. There's some, right from the minute, even in practice, the parole went with Shore and Appleton, there was something going on there, and part of that's just Maddie's enthusiasm. So they had success, we wanted to leave that, but Jansen would also be a very easy in, as he is a difficult out.
Just last one from me, but all season long, keeping your team healthy has obviously been an ongoing battle when we talk about injuries.
Yep.
Now there's health concerns, I guess, of a different kind in the league. As a head coach of a team, I mean, how in tune are you with maybe some of the what's going on league-wide? And obviously we've taken some different steps here locally.
Yeah, I let all the smart people tell me what we're doing. Really, it's not an area that I understand or have any expertise in. I don't have anything to add in what we should be doing. So, but there's a bunch of people in the league and the Players Association that are monitoring this so closely and trying to be very proactive with it. We will adhere to whatever standards they ask us.
There's been times when you've been in the league, there's been mumps outbreaks that have been concerns, right?
Yep.
So I guess anytime you get a group of players together, there's travel.
That would be true of the thing that NHL teams more have dealt with are real runs of influenza in their room where, you know, you get six or seven guys with the flu. So I think every time something like that happens in the league, we learn something about how to do it better, and that becomes part of your standard procedure. So we don't kind of react to three or four guys getting sick where we start cleaning the room then. I mean, that now is part of what we do. We've got all kinds of things that they do to, I sound like I know what I'm talking about when I don't, over-oxygenate the room, they bomb the rooms, they do it to the coaches up. So all the things that they add when you get three or four guys sick stay in part of your protocol of how you operate. So we work really hard at keeping the room as clean as we possibly can and as in a healthy environment.
Well, the season's gone on. It seems as if we've seen maybe more emotion from Connor Hellebuyck, the wins, whether it be excitement or celebrations for it. And he said after the last game that he is really enjoying himself right now and everything that's going on, enjoying it day to
right.
day. How encouraging is that for you as a coach, given the situation? Pressure that's on your group and your goaltender?
I'd like to think something's changed for Connor around him, where I think when we got into December this year, so he had a big November, right? And he won games. You think of the game in San Jose, like he We got into December, and our goaltending, I don't think it was poor. I don't even think it was average. It was still good, but we were losing hockey games. And there was a stretch of time there where I felt anyway, he felt it was all on him. Like, he had to be that good for us to win. There's probably some truth to that at that point in time with all that we were dealing with. And I'm hopeful that what's happened here, we added two players, and then at the same time we started to add injured players back into our lineup, that he stands back there and says, hey, I got some guys, they can do it too. So he doesn't feel that extra pressure, and now he's just going out and playing. He's playing exceptionally well.
Is that something that you found that other players can feed off of when you see someone like him appear to be a little bit looser than in the past?
Confidence, right? You can see it, you can feel it. And if you're going to have one guy in your entire locker room be confident, that's the guy you want, right? That's true of every team that goes on runs, that their goaltender gets good, everything else feeds off that.
With DeMello and Eakins in the lineup now, and Perreault and Lowry back, is this lineup be based since?
Up front, yes.
Even overall?
Like in the history of the Winnipeg Jets?
No, this season.
I mean, we're as healthy as we've been now. And so that means, and we've added two players, so we're as strong as we've been.
Is that added dynamic? I mean, till now you've had, I don't want to call it an excuse to lean on, you've had some reasons, the explanations why you haven't been at your best.
I think we were at our best. I think we had some real strong challenges, and we survived those. And our hope is that we continue to be at our best. It's not we got healthy, so now we're going to outscore everybody 5-0. But the quiet little undercurrent of our team this year that's survived, and we hope can get stronger. I think we're sitting about 12th in goals against. Goaltending is a big part of that, but our goals against number is better than our goals for number, and that's been, with the 4D that we lost over the course of the year, that was the area that we really felt we needed to be good at to survive, and we've done that, and now we get a little healthier, another NHL defenseman, another NHL forward, that can be a strength for us.
How much has the loss of the D also hurt the goals for them?
Probably in some ways more than their goals against. I mean, we had some offensive guys back there, right? Some zone time. So we just look differently in terms of our offensive game, how much time we spend in the pinching D, right? And we also don't give up as many odd man rushes because our D aren't pinching as much. So there's some positives in not having as offensive a group back there. At the same time, we probably won't. We were at 277 and 272, I think, over the last 2 years, goals for, and really have only changed out, well, now two forwards, Tanev and Little. But the bigger drop in offensive numbers comes off our back end.
Paul, what stood out about the Coyotes' recent play?
Oh, I think they've been pretty adherent to their identity all year long. They're a very, very quick hockey team. They're third in goals against, and they do it by committee, and that they don't give you any ice to play on. So this won't be an easy puck movement, free-flowing game. It's going to be a quick game. They're also maybe far more dynamic off the rush, but rightfully so. You've come in now, you've got Kessel and you've got Hall in your lineup, just extreme speed, extreme skill. They're a really dynamic team off the rush. So in some ways, it's a version of what Vegas had been very, very good at when they came into our building, generating from one end of the ice to the other.
What kind of factor can the competition among those forwards to be either get back in or stay in the lineup? What can that mean for your group during the stretch run?
Well, the best part about that is the guys that are out of the lineup right now are really good guys. Right, they're pulling for the team too. Right, they're going to work hard. They're going to stay ready, and they're going to go back into the lineup. Nobody stays healthy. Certainly, we've seen that. So, they're good men that work hard. That the coaches don't have to have a 25-minute conversation with them after every practice about why they're not in the lineup. Jansen's worked hard to get to the National Hockey League and had nothing given to him. And right now, Borky's. He's that kind of pro. He gets it. So we don't lose any positive energy when they're out there. They're still bringing something to our team.
What can you tell us about Pitetto? Is he sick or hurt?
Upper body day to day.